It's Full Metal Jacket. On the show with us this week, Wendy Dio. How are you?
I'm really well. And how are you? I hope you're good.
All is good. I'm really happy to have you back on the show. We are here to talk about the Holy Diver Super Deluxe Edition. Rhino celebrating Ronnie's 80th birthday with this amazing 4-CD collection. It's got remakes and remastered versions of Holy Diver and unreleased outtakes and stuff. And what would Ronnie have liked most, Wendy, about this expanded version of the album?
I think he would have liked the fact that Joe Barishi was bringing it up to modern times and modern technology. You know, Joe, when I wanted Joe to do it, he was kind of hesitant. He said, oh, what can I do? This is, you know, a masterpiece of Ronnie's. And I go, yeah, but we need to make it, you know, just a bit more up to date. And so he took the original analog tapes, and I think he did an excellent, excellent job. I hope everyone will love it.
Wendy Dio is with us on the show celebrating the Dio Holy Diver Super Deluxe Edition, which just came out. And hey, right now I've got a tune for you from Motionless and White and their killer new release, Scoring the End of the World. This one features Brian Garris of Knocked Loose, Slaughterhouse. It's Full Metal Jackie. Wendy Dio with us. We're talking about the Holy Diver Super Deluxe Edition. And at the time, Wendy, making Holy Diver was an enormous gamble, personally for you and Ronnie. What was at stake if the album was unsuccessful?
Well, you know, as Ronnie always did what he wanted to do, he never listened to what the record label wanted or anyone else. He always stuck to his guns. And making the album, I mean, he hoped it would be successful. None of us realized how successful it was going to be. And, you know, I mean, we had, you know, been toying around with things. And he had written Holy Diver and Don't Talk to Strangers during the time of he was in Black Sabbath, that were supposed to be Sabbath songs. And then, of course, when he left Sabbath and we had a solo deal for him, he just put those songs and got a band together and wrote more songs, and it came out. But everyone was just like blown away about the reception that we got and how great the album was and how it stood for time now. I mean, it'll be 40 years next year.
Wendy Dio with us on the show. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up next, Joss's weekly pick from the pit. We're going to check out a new track from Lamb of God. Wendy's picking music. It's all on the way. It's Full Metal Jackie. Wendy Dio on the show with us again. Rhino Records celebrating Ronnie James Dio's 80th birthday with this amazing super deluxe edition of Holy Diver. And this record has made an impression on successive generations of listeners long after its initial release in 1983. Why is this album still a rite of passage for people?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. It's just a great album. I think everyone was so excited. Ronnie was kind of unleashed and able to do whatever he wanted to do for the first time in his life. And I just think there was so much excitement and so much fun making that album and you know, writing those songs that he... I think it's just an amazing album. It just is. And you know, this is the first time, I think, in history that the kids are listening to the parents' music.
Wendy Dio with us on the show this week. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. New tunes from We Came as Romans, In Flames. More with Wendy coming up right after this. It's Full Metal Jackie. Wendy Dio on the show with us. The Dio Holy Diver Super Deluxe Edition celebrating Ronnie James Dio's 80th birthday. And again, this 4-CD collection features remixed and remastered versions of Holy Diver and unreleased outtakes, live recordings, rarities. Let's talk about Stranger Things. Joe Quinn's character wears a vintage denim Dio jacket that came directly from you. Wendy, what's gratifying about Ronnie's legacy permeating current popular culture?
Oh, it's amazing. I think Ronnie would be so happy and so proud that, you know, all this time later, the new generation are listening to Dio and wearing his stuff. It's just amazing. They asked me... actually it was before the pandemic, which is like two and a half years ago, they asked me if they for permission to license, you know, the logo, and that they were going to buy some Dio stuff for the series. And I said, well, you know, I have stuff here, vintage stuff. Why don't I send you some? And so they were very appreciative. But then I didn't hear anything for like, and I thought, oh, it must have been forgotten or not used or something. And then all of a sudden, I see, because now the pandemic's over, the series is on, and Eddie, the main character, is wearing the Ronnie's Last in Line t-shirt on his denim jacket. And I thought, it's so amazing. I mean, I was so happy, and I just wish Ronnie could have been here to know that. I'm sure there's a big smile on his face up in the sky.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up next, we'll check out a new track from Bleeding Through. We've got the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, and more with my guest, Wendy Dio. It's Full Metal Jackie. Wendy Dio with us on the show this week. Wendy, a documentary about Ronnie is expected later this year. What will people learn from the film that was?
Oh, lots of different things. Lots of things about his childhood. It's an amazing story. I am so happy with 914 Films. They did such an amazing job, Don and Damien. I am so happy with what they did. They portrayed it, and it's the story of Ronnie's life, and it's just so it's a story of hope, of all the trials and tribulations that he went through, and how he never ever gave up, and how, you know, follow your dreams. That's basically what it's all about. And we it went to South by Southwest, the film festival, the Boston Film Festival, the Toronto Film Festival, and it just came back from Cannes. So we're hoping that we'll have a distributor in the next couple of weeks, and we hope for it to be out by the fall.
Oh, amazing. I can't wait to see that.
You're going to love it. I think everyone will love it. I really do.
Wendy Dio with us. Pick up the Dio Holy Diver Super Deluxe Edition. So much great stuff in this 4-CD collection. Wendy, such a pleasure to catch up with you. Looking forward to this release, the documentary, and all great Dio things to come.
Great. You're always a pleasure to speak to you. Always a pleasure. You always supported us over the years and years, and really, really appreciate it. Couldn't do it without you.
And hey, stick around. Music from Pantera and more after this.